you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can.
Up and away. Hey,
you're here. Brian McTavish is here. So good to see you, buddy. How are you?
I don't think that was a bona fide falsetto, but I think you're approaching your upper register.
I sang
there.
An original version of that. It's my hit song.
You buying that? It is now. Yeah. That's right. You've taken ownership. Well, yes.
Haven't heard that song in a long time.
Well, leave it to me.
Yes, to bring it back.
It's the great Midwest Balloon Fest. 50 hot air balloons, and people will
50.
Be... 50 of them. Humming that Fifth Dimension ditty all the way there and back, I'm sure. 4 to 11 Friday, 1 to 11 all day and into the evening on Saturday.
And this is taking place?
At the Great Mall of the Great Plains.
Wow.
Yeah, they expect...
I-35 and 151st Street out in Olathe, right?
In the
out
vicinity south. Of I-35 and 151st Street.
Halfway to Wichita. Yes,
you made that drive.
Seems like it
You
sometimes.
Make that drive from time to time, don't you?
I do.
You do. There's lots to talk about with the balloons. I'm just going to hit on a few things. For the first time, they're going to have a charity balloon race, and these are some pretty nice numbers. 21 local charities. I guess you get a sponsor, and somehow, if your balloon wins and you're the lucky charity Friday night... You take home $10,000.
My goodness.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Nightly concerts. I guess Saturday night they'll have who else but the Elders, everybody's favorite Celtic rock band.
Terrific. Yeah.
Right? Saturday night, new country act, the Scott Peary Band. He does top 40 in his own rock and originals.
This is kind of a gala. This is a gathering.
It is a gala. And you know what? They might be offering balloon rides, but what's the word for that? That word would be scary.
Oh.
Can you imagine getting up in that little basket?
I think that'd be kind of cool.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I'd wave from the ground.
Yeah,
I would wish
too.
You well. If you're a little chicken like me or a lot chicken, there are kite demonstrations. Our very own KC Kite Club will be there to do their thing. That's 2:45 to 5:45 on Saturday afternoon. There's lots more family fun. Have a great time.
We got here.
Well, doesn't that sound nice?
I guess.
That could be any number of classic R&B pop artists.
Okay.
And it kind of is, but he's brand new to the scene or relatively recent. It's Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Right, who's doing his pop rock R&B thing. 8 o'clock Friday night downtown at the Sprint Center.
So Bruno Mars, whom I've never heard of, is going to the Sprint right away.
Yeah, well, yeah, wow. he's caught on. Well, we're the wrong age. I mean, we can go and have our
Clearly.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well, we're the right age for us. What other age would we be?
That's right.
Exactly. But, hey, I think we can, I say this? Cop a feel? I just did. We can have a good time with Bruno Mars, so to speak, okay?
Okay.
Because he's the 27-year-old singer-songwriter who started out writing songs. He's from Hawaii, grew up in Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
He was part of the family showbiz act, Vegas Style Review in Hawaii. He impersonated Elvis as a four-year-old.
A four-year-old Elvis impersonator?
You know he nailed it. You know he did. And do you hear little Michael Jackson in his voice, in his approach? Yes.
Yeah.
He loved Michael Jackson as an adolescent. He that became part of the family act. He is going to please all of the fans Friday night at the Sprint Center. He doesn't want you to take out your smartphone and take his picture. The San Jose Mercury News reviewed a recent performance on this very popular tour.
Yeah.
Capacity audience, and they all had their smartphones out, right?
And he says,
quote, "We came here to get y'all shaking and dancing. You can't really do that if you're videotaping. Put the cameras away. Tonight is for us and only us." Two things. They didn't put the cameras away. And
really?
Really. Oh, surprise. And two, this guy's old school in more ways than one. He just used the word videotaping. There's no tape.
Oh, that's funny.
There's no tape,
that's
Bruno.
Funny.
So he's operating from a different vantage point, a yesteryear vantage point.
All of Brian's picks are up on our website, kcur.org.
Right on.
always liked that song. Always liked it.
Happy to bring it to you. That's of course, the band.
That is the band.
Doing the Weight. Great 60s rockers. And the lead vocal there, of course, is the late, great Levon Helm.
And we're listening to it
because it's part of, Levon Helm, I should say, on screen, is part of the Independence Film, Art, and Music Festival. It sounds like they've got that covered. Film, Art, and Music on the Square in downtown Independence. The film festival aspect will include the local premiere of a documentary titled Ain't In It For My Health, a film about Levon Helm, which traces his last few years, basically, on the planet. He was out promoting his comeback album a couple years ago.
He came to Kansas City when he was in the midst
of
Knuckleheads or
and,
something.
You may have very well interviewed him in the process. You should have.
I had.
Yeah. But it's a great chance to go see him in Ain't In It For My Health, a film about Levon Helm. That particular film will be shown at 7 o'clock tonight and 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon as part of the film festival. Just go to Independence Film ArtMusicFest.com for more.
I get high when I see you go by. My oh my, when you sigh, my inside just flies. Butterfly.
Talking butterflies. So is John Lennon.
I just want to hear John Lennon sing Butterfly.
Yeah.
Because it's the 2013 Festival of Butterflies. Hundreds of free-flying tropical butterflies.
My goodness.
9 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening.
Powell Gardens. Where else?
Saturday, Sunday, all weekend at Powell Gardens in beautiful Kingsville, Missouri. Now, they have a thing for Costa Rican flutterbugs at this festival, okay? Mm. So they list a whole bunch here, but the one that got my attention was the see-through butterfly known as the thick-tipped Greta.
That would get your attention.
Or Costa Rica Clearwing, a translucent butterfly, Steve.
My gosh.
So they have breezeways that are outside. They have an inside place to go see them as well. They'll light on you. They'll play with you. They'll dance for you in the air.
Always like that song.
Another oldie but goodie, and we have to say goodbye not only to Ruby Tuesday, but to the American Heartland Theater at Crown Center. They're undertaking their last show of their illustrious career there since the 1980s. It's The Bikinis, a new musical beach party, musical comedy done the American Heartland Theater.
It's the last show they're ever going to do?
It's the last show they're ever going to do. They're closing after many years.
Wow.
Yes. It's too bad. Nothing lasts forever.
Yeah.
Forever, except up to date. Shows tonight, Friday, Saturday, and you got a couple of more weekends. I'd highly urge you to go check out the show. They do a great job there.
That's Brian McTavish. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, buddy.
All his picks are up on our website, kcur.org. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Sangeeta Shastri. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.